It's week four of the North Posey Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Waylon Schenk, the head coach of the Vikings, will join us on The Ref to talk about a disappointing 25-24 loss against North Knox from last week and getting ready for tomorrow against Tell City. What did North Posey change between the second half of last week, this week into Tell City? We're going to find out together right here on WREF. Thanks to our sponsors, H&R AgriPower, Bel Air Land, Seamers Glass, United Fidelity Bank, and Award Road Trophies. We'll take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the North Posey Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Harvest more of what you grow with a Case IH Axle Flow Combine from H&R AgriPower in Poseyville. Axle Flow Combines deliver cleaner grain samples straight from the field. That means more grain and less dockage at the elevator. And with AFS Harvest Command, you get harvesting technology that monitors changing crop conditions and proactively adjusts the combine to optimize the settings. Technology that puts more grain in the tank and money in the bank.
For more than 80 years, Seamers Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business, or when you visit one of our three tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamers Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at SeamersGlass.com.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Back here on week four of the North Posey Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Waylon Schenk joins us on The Ref to talk about the Vikings. Coach, really appreciate the time.
Appreciate you having us on.
So in looking at last week against North Knox, a narrow 25-24 loss, and North Knox had that comeback in the second half in the fourth quarter, scoring a couple of touchdowns late. What is your takeaway from the game?
We had opportunities. We didn't finish. I think we got complacent there in the fourth quarter and kind of let our foot off the gas. I told our guys at halftime, if we let them stick around, they're gonna find a way to beat us. And they did just that. They made enough plays. We had some breaks not go our way, but that's part of the game. And if we do what we're supposed to do, it shouldn't have really been that close in the fourth quarter. And hats off to North Knox, man. They just kept coming at us. And our guys turned it off in the fourth quarter. And when we had to turn it back on, man, we weren't able to do it. So, credit to Coach Chambers and his guys for believing. But with that being said, it may be what this group needed. A young group that we've kind of got over the last several years. And I think sometimes you forget how hard it is to win football games. Forget that you got to finish things. And so a great lesson learned, especially in a non-conference game. And I think our guys have learned the lesson. And I think they'll be a different football team going forward.
Talking about lessons learned, and to your point, that's really the point of a non-conference game. How long did it take for that lesson to set in? Obviously, I guess you were hoping that the lesson was learned, say, on the fly during the game rather than from a loss and whatnot, but was that the type of thing that you guys discussed after the game in the locker room, or is that the type of thing that you guys discuss during the week?
Honestly, we've been talking about it for several weeks now, we're fortunate. We're really fortunate where we're at, and we've had some really good teams in the past several years, and we've won a lot of football games. And sometimes you kind of take that for granted, that just, you show up, you win games, you move on to the next, you show up, you win the next game. And I've been preaching to our guys that winning high school football games is really hard. It is. It's really hard. The other teams prepare really hard. The other coaching staffs prepare. And when you don't come prepared – and you take it for granted, you lose games you probably shouldn't lose. And so it's something we've been preaching. I didn't think we played well at Tecumseh. I felt like we showed up just kind of with the same approach. Hey, it's, you know, we're North Posey and we're supposed to win. And we didn't play well there. But fortunately, we were able to come out with a win. And you kind of saw this coming. And I think sometimes the only way you truly learn is by losing. And I think a lot of teams learn their best lessons after a loss. And we, you know, we talked about that. And we had a good coaches meeting Saturday morning because a lot of it's on us. You know, a lot of what we're doing as coaches is not working. And you know, we had a long, honest conversation amongst the staff, and we took ownership in that. And then we turned around and had a really good conversation with our boys on Monday morning and Monday at practice, and they've responded really well. I mean, I think you know, we're lacking some leadership right now, and we've asked some young guys to step up in some leadership roles that, you know, ordinarily you wouldn't do because you have seniors, but our seniors just, you know, are inexperienced, and they're just, their personalities don't lend towards that leadership role. So I have seen some strides this week. I'm happy with how practice went. I'm happy with how they've shown up with their attitudes. I, like I said, I think the lesson's been learned, and I think you'll see a different team Friday night.
Just out of curiosity, and we will talk about Friday night against Tell City in a moment, but just out of curiosity, you mentioned that Saturday morning meeting with the coaches. What was maybe the meeting, and what is the biggest difference in the way that this staff, not just you, but the staff, are going about things this week compared to weeks prior?
Yeah, I mean, I think each and every one of us needed to look in the mirror and figure out what we're doing wrong and be honest with ourselves and not take it personal, but, you know, what can I do better as a play caller? How can I put our guys in a better situation when you're up 12 to finish the game? And it goes back to practices. You know, and, you know, we talked about if you're not coaching it, you're allowing it. And, you know, when you really reflect back on the last couple weeks of practice, you know, we haven't finished practice as well. We haven't finished conditioning the way we should finish. And if we're allowing that, then we probably shouldn't expect our kids to not go out and do the same thing in the fourth quarter and not finish ball games. So, that's kind of been our message this week. We're going to finish every drive in practice. We're going to finish every drill. We're going to finish every sprint. You know, that is our goal. And the kids have bought into that. And you know, it was tough conversations that had to be had. But at the same time, we got a veteran coaching staff with a lot of experience. And that's the cool thing about our guys, man. We all owned it. And we didn't take anything personal. We're going to fix the things that we've been doing wrong and allowing. And I think that shows maturity of the coaching staff, and I'm fortunate to have the guys that I have.
Talking about Viking football with the head coach, Waylon Schenk, here on WREF. It's week 4 of the North Posey Football Show. We'll take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Harvest more of what you grow with a Case IH Axle Flow Combine from H&R AgriPower in Poseyville. Axle Flow Combines deliver cleaner grain samples straight from the field. That means more grain and less dockage at the elevator. And with AFS Harvest Command, you get harvesting technology that monitors changing crop conditions and proactively adjusts the combine to optimize the settings. Technology that puts more grain in the tank and money in the bank. Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on week four of the North Posey Football Show on 97.7, listentotheref.com, and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Viking head football coach Waylon Schenk is here on the ref. Now, talking about this loss, Coach, 25-24, earlier last week, I should say, against North Knox, you're talking about takeaways being, hey, going to ask some guys to step up and some guys to lead, even though they might not be seniors. Who are those guys that you're kind of pulling aside and saying, hey, we might need a little bit more from you going forward?
Well, I mean, anybody who's been around football or athletics knows, I mean, you know, there's just some guys in the locker room that kids look to, and you know, when they speak, kids listen. And sometimes you kind of are anointed the leader without really wanting to be yet. You know, we've got that. We've got that situation where I think our guys respond to when Carter Strickle turns into the grind, people typically will listen. And Carter's a quiet kid who's proven himself on the field. But, you know, we talked to him about, you know, I know it's not natural for you. I know it's not natural. But for us to get where we need to be to do that. And then it comes from a guy, you know, Lennox Stone's a kid who our offensive line really responds to. And you know, we're playing two seniors up there, and he's a junior, but he's probably the most experienced kid we have in terms of who's played the most football. And he is actually doing a really good job. And our O-line played pretty good Friday in the weight room. He does everything he has to do in the practice field and his preparation, and even from a nutritional standpoint. He's just not always been a real vocal kid. But the kids, when you're that talented, the kids look to him for leadership. And another guy's Remy Johnson, who's only a sophomore, but he's one of our leading receivers. He's played a lot of football. He started every game last year. You know, so when you're looking for a couple juniors and a couple sophomores who aren't the most vocal of guys to step up and lead, it's a challenge. But they've accepted that challenge. The great thing about it is all four of those kids are very competitive. They want to win. And I think they're willing to do what it's going to take for us to get there.
For me, because you're talking about getting kids to come out of their shell. And this is the part of coaching that people don't think about necessarily. Everyone thinks about the X's and O's with football. It's the rah-rah stuff. But, you know, right now, maybe the most important thing for this football team isn't necessarily having directly to do with football. It is trying to get introverts and getting them into a comfortability with a leadership role. How do you go about getting a kid who's not necessarily outspoken to be outspoken and to be a leader?
Well, losing sometimes kind of has that effect on kids where they've had enough, you know, and what it takes, I'm willing to do it. But you're right, man. The easy part of football is X's and O's. The hard part is managing different personalities in a locker room and getting guys to buy into your philosophy and getting kids to sacrificing themselves and playing a position that maybe they don't want to play but is what's best for the team. So, I mean, 10% of what we do is X's and O's. The rest of it is just deal with people, build relationships. Our kids, it's tough on them, man, with all the social media and the screen time that they get, not just out of school but in school. We've kind of gone away from those face-to-face conversations that you and I grew up having. So it's even harder in today's generation to get those kids to speak up and talk, because even in the day-to-day classrooms, they're not doing that. So those are some things that we got to be really intentional about, put them in those situations. We have some team check-ins that we do that we started where, you know, we get guys together and we make them check in on each other, make them have conversations. And you can tell it's awkward for them. But I think not just for the future of football and our society, and if you can't talk to people and you can't have a conversation, it's challenging, and they're going to struggle down the road. So, you know, I think it's a societal issue right now that we're all looking for answers to. But at the same time, I'm really proud of our kids that they're stepping up and they're willing to, you know, kind of get out of their comfort zone, have these conversations. And, you know, I think that's going to be the key for us to move forward, is to find some guys who on the field on Friday night, when the coaches aren't on the field, who's going to be the guys that can hold each other accountable, and who are the guys that are willing to step up and lead. And that's what we're working on.
We're talking to the head coach of North Posey football, Waylon Shank. You're on week four of the Viking Football Show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to preview the upcoming game against Tell City when we return on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate, so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
For more than 80 years, Seamus Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business, or when you visit one of our three tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamus Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at SeamusGlass.com.
Harvest more of what you grow with a Case IH Axle Flow Combine from H&R AgriPower in Poseyville. Axle Flow Combines deliver cleaner grain samples straight from the field. That means more grain and less dockage at the elevator. And with AFS Harvest Command, you get harvesting technology that monitors changing crop conditions and proactively adjusts the combine to optimize the settings. Technology that puts more grain in the tank and money in the bank.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Wrapping up shop here on week four of the North Posey Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theRef.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. Waylon Shank, the head coach of Viking football here on WREF. All right, coach, getting ready for the game on Friday night against Tell City. What do you know about this version of this team? Because last year you guys got the win, but every year there's some roster overhaul, there's some scheme changes. So what does Tell City show you in the first three games of 2025?
Well, they're 3-0 for a reason. I mean, they're a really good football team. You know, when I first saw them on film, I was kind of surprised. And, you know, they're completely different scheme offensively. But I think it's really working for them. They've been explosive through three games, scoring a lot of points, hitting a lot of big plays. And, I mean, they've got athletes all over the field, and they're big and physical up front. So, you know, they did have a big roster turnover. I think they relied heavily on a couple kids last year and the Terry boys, and they've moved on. But sometimes that's a good thing. When some guys move on, it makes you really look at your whole roster and build a program around what fits your program best. And Coach Webb's done that, and he's put his guys in really good positions. And, man, he's got a lot of weapons to work with. And, you know, we feel like this is definitely going to be one of the better teams on our schedule this year, and it's going to be a tough task for us on Friday night.
So as far as, you know, this being a tough task for you on Friday night, I get that. Again, like you said, they're undefeated. But with all these schematic changes, do you guys match up better or worse than you did a season ago? Just talking about fit, not talking about who's favored in the game or whatever. I'm just talking about X's and O's, how you guys actually match up.
Well, I mean, honestly, we won't know till Friday night.
Sure.
And you know, that's the thing is, you know, we've played good at times, and we've kind of seen the system that they run. It's pretty similar to what Southridge does, a shotgun spread, but they want to run the ball primarily. So, you know, we've had some success there, but at the same time, they present some challenges that even Southridge didn't present. I think they've kind of got multiple guys that can hurt you. You know, so if you focus on stopping their tailback, their quarterback's a really good runner. They got some young kids that are kind of unknown, but through 3 weeks have shown the ability to really hurt you. And that's kind of going to be the challenge is they got four or five guys that can beat you. And an offensive line that's playing pretty consistent football. So, you know, you go in with a plan and you're not really sure how you're going to stack up.
North Posey trying to get back on track after a loss last week against North Knox, getting ready to play Tell City tomorrow night. Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time. Really cool to hear about, you know, what's happening behind the scenes with this program, and really excited to see what you guys put out there on Friday.
We appreciate you having us on.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside. Thank you so much for listening to Week 4 of the North Posey Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.